Business morale has plateaued. That's according to the South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry. The body's BCI fell to 91.7 points in October, mainly driven by lower imports and exports. And joining us on the line to discuss the print in detail is Richard Downing from SACI. Richard, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Like I say, we've had South African business confidence slip back in October, reversing some of the previous month's recovery as lower export and import volumes came to bear, also as another bout of electricity blackouts cooled some of the activity at 91.7 points. How bad are things really?
Well, I think what we see here is just a sideways movement, as because the movement was only 0.7 index points, which is a bit disappointing to some extent. But usually you have October actually improving quite a lot. So this was unfortunate to some extent, but I think what we're looking at the moment is sort of, you know, uncertainty of where the economy and the business might be going, especially, say, after the medium-term budget speech and what was done there. But I think it was still, in some sense, positive that it didn't go beyond below the 90 level, which is in itself something positive after giving, you know, some load shedding taking place again, as you said, and so on.
Having said that, notable negative impacts coming through from decreased merchandise export and import volumes. Is that a sheer growth story or lack of growth story, if we can call it that, whether we're looking at things locally or globally? Or is there more to it than just that?
I think it's not that sort of devastating to some extent. But it is a problem in terms of, if we look at our sort of competitiveness on the import side, it's a reflection on the strength of the economy, I think, to some extent. And on the export side, we are actually, in terms of competitiveness, I think, it indicates to us that everything is not as we should like it to be. And I think that is the main thing. That with an economy growing at only 0.5% around there, one could expect, you know, that this could happen.
Yeah. To a lesser degree, we saw pressure being exerted from the rand exchange rate depreciation and disrupted energy supply. But with electricity blackouts, and you alluded to it right at the top, now having resumed yesterday, how much more risk does that potentially pose down the line, Richard?
I think the problem is, you know, especially in terms of the investment summit, you know, this doesn't leave a good taste behind, you know, when you have, well, while doing that, you have the sort of load shedding again creeping into the equation. So I think that from here on, one would like to see, you know, I think what is critical is that government must be seen to do, especially on public finance, to do something about certain issues that we know that's a problem. And only ESCOM has also got a problem in terms of physical activity. And that is a dangerous road to travel. And I think if we can fix that, you know, things might pick up a bit. And we could hope, you know, that, if we really start moving forward on the economy, that, you know, business confidence could pick up. But it's a difficult period. I know the world economy is also not that good at this stage. So that is perhaps also something that we must try to handle more positively.
Yeah. Richard, you know, you alluded to the investment summit that was underway this week. There seems to be a disconnect between, the kind of data that's unfolding, the confidence levels that we're seeing, and the kind of capital commitments we're seeing business making at that summit. Were you surprised?
Yeah, well, I think there is some small, as well as a small positive movement. If you look at the fixed investment on equipment, you know, and machinery, there was an 8.4% increase year on year. So that is your first sort of signs that there's a willingness actually to invest and to keep your capital stock at certain levels. I think that's what we're starting to see there, and to keep up with new technology. But further on, one would like to see bricks and mortar sort of investment to take more root. And I think that is an important thing. I mean, if you take there's already investment in South Africa, fixed investment around about 900 billion rand each year. But the problem is you have depreciation of some 700 billion each year. So you have to try, in terms of your net investment, try to add to the capital stock as such. I think that's where the problem lies. We need actually more than that to some extent. But I think if one can prove that the economy to be performing better, that in itself could sort of lure investment into South Africa. I think that is actually, as a policy direction, should also try and convince people come here and invest because the economy will be performing better.
Do you see South Africa being able to prove that in just 3 months? Of course, we've got Moody's, with a very keen eye on what's presented by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni come February next year.
Well, I don't think one should try to see. I think the wonder should be done within 3-4 months. I think, but as soon as there's signs that we're really trying to address certain issues, and everybody is playing their part, and everybody is buying into that. I think that's an important issue. But unfortunately, there's still some people think that we can skip the sort of structural adjustment that is needed in the economy. Yeah. And and South Africa must prove, not only the Minister of Finance, but everybody, private investors, labor, whatever, the politicians, whatever the case may be, that they believe in South Africa and that the South African economy could do better and that we're doing the things that we should be doing.
Richard, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Richard Downing from SACI.